Track 3. Listening. Part 4. Multiple choice.
Tommy Wells, the famous TV and film star, is a local boy who grew up in Marchwood. He's back here to do some filming, and we thought we'd have a chat to see what he thinks of the place now. Tommy, welcome to the programme.
Thanks. First off, I must say it's great to be back in this part of the country again. You won't believe it, but it's the first time I've been back since I left to go to drama school in London at the end of the 80s. People say that I must have some things I want to hide from my teenage years here, but to be honest, that isn't the case. Although I was by no means an angel. It's just that my immediate family moved to Scotland, so there was no real reason to come back.
Surely you must have had friends in the area.
Most of my mates I really valued moved on, like me. I was starting a new life, and when people do that, they often cut off their links to their old life. In my case, it was because I became famous very quickly, and fame affects people. I had new friends and a new home and a new life. I don't think I was a very nice person at that time, but I grew out of it, luckily.
So, now you're back, I imagine you've noticed a lot of changes in the area.
Oh, absolutely. Marchwood, where, as you say, I lived and went to school, is almost unrecognisable. It's still a fairly small town, but it's now totally pedestrianised. I tried to drive through the centre the other day. Impossible. And all the family shops, like the old butchers and bakers, and of course the sweet shop, they've all gone.
Is your old family home still standing?
You must be joking. We used to live in this road of big old houses with lovely gardens. They've all been knocked down and replaced with boring blocks of flats and retirement homes. Now one plot of land houses 100 people, whereas before it was just one family. And it's sad to see car parks where there used to be gardens and grass.
And how about the places where you used to play as a kid?
Yeah, we used to hang out in the local park and practice our football skills. That's gone. And free outdoor tennis courts where we used to practice too. It's a mini shopping mall now. Great for the locals to get their shopping without having to travel too far, but where do the kids play now? And how about the people with dogs? I imagine they have to walk them along the streets.
It's a real shame, I know. The village hall is gone too. I remember reading that you did your first stage performance there, is that right?
How could I forget that? Yeah, my English teacher thought I had some talent, so he pushed me to join the local drama group. I must admit, I wasn't too keen. I'd rather have been chilling out with my mates. But my parents thought it would prevent me from misbehaving, so they encouraged me too. The first play I did was an Agatha Christie murder play, and I had two lines.
And what about your old school? Is that a lot different now?
I drove past it yesterday. It is so different. In my day, the kids were always breaking the windows, and although there was a playing field, there were none of those lovely gardens with trees and plants. Before, the kids would have pulled up any flowers. Now the buildings are new and modern, and the gardens at the entrance look beautiful. I'm not sure if they've still got the playing field, because I know a lot of them have been sold off, but people have told me that the reputation of the school has improved since I was there.